Elliot.
Hello.
The America's RMR happened this past week.
Did it? It did. Oh, shit. I missed that.
And we're going to talk about the games and what actually happened in it after we do our, you know, intro and all the normal shit. But I feel the need to bring up some important quotes that happened.
Oh, yeah.
So let's start with Big Uzeras. Big quote that he had. You know when you have a piano on your back and you take off this piano?
Yeah, it's my feeling. That's like,
I famously carry pianos around on my back.
Yeah, all the time. It's actually very, very good practice.
It's how I get my lifts in.
It depends on the weight of the piano. But like, yeah, you could do squats with a piano on your back. That might be quite good. Kind of a small piano.
Yeah, if it was like a keyboard or something like that.
Yeah,
but like
grand piano.
My head is this quote is a grand piano. Yeah. Yeah, bigger than him, just kind of spidering to make sure it exists.
I mean, I will say a lot of people. Well, maybe not a lot of people, but plenty of people can squat well over their own body weight. It's something like,
yeah, I mean, I can.
You're supposed to weigh 1.5 times your body weight.
I'm
really bad at squatting. My hips and ankles do not bend.
When I was lifting, I could do it, but
I can do about my body weight. But like, I'm really inflexible. I can leg press like 3-4 times my body weight.
But I can't do the squat.
Yeah, my body doesn't bend that way. So no, actually, I don't know what it's like to walk around with a piano on my back. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Cue the intro here. Cue the intro. Welcome to Overtime on Inferno, your weekly roundup of all the big stories in CS2. My name is Logan Ramhap. This is AZ-esque. We got two big stories today. America's RMR, Blood Premier Spring Showdown. That's it. I'm pretty sure that's our entire plan for this podcast. But there's not much.
Well, now we're passing through. I have a couple more quotes I'd like to bring up.
Okay.
There's a deaf interview where the quote is, "I didn't want to retire from playing and then be that guy that's playing still." Bad news for you, mate. You are still playing.
Okay, but his still playing is he doesn't want to let the four people on his team down, and I kind of get that.
Yeah, no. Again, it's just quite amusing because he is still playing. And again, not his choice, but
yeah.
And the other was the fantastic Malves MD quote. After somebody threw water on him, Warden.
Malves had two banger quotes, by the way. I don't know if you've done with it.
But the one he said was let me find exactly so I don't misword it. It was a little bit questionable, but yeah, it is what it is. They're eliminated, but we're not. And when I saw this on a graphic, my instant thought was this is incredible meme format. This is our version of "I will be there no matter what," or "I was not familiar with his game." It was a little bit questionable, but it is what it is. They're eliminated, but we're not. Saw that immediately, like had one written for when they beat Legacy and they lost, and I was like, I was gutted, absolutely gutted. So I posted it anyway.
He also had a quote, "I love you guys so much, can we kiss?" or some shit like that between maps. Banger.
The guy, like, from what I gather, part of the reason they threw water at him was because he was just talking so much shit during the game. There's a clip of Stanislaw yelling at one of the M80, either players or coach, "Yeah, but you're obese," because they shouted something like, "You're shit," when they beat him. And he was like, "Yeah, but you're obese." I'm like, I looked at the M80 players, and I'm not sure I'd describe any of them as obese. So I don't know if there was a coach that... I'm not aware of who's big. Like, I don't know.
I wouldn't say that they're in the greatest of shapes as someone who is not in the greatest of shape, but I would not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, this isn't the catwalk. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not here to judge what these people look like. I don't care what they look like for what it's worth. It's like calling them obese. I'm like, there must be somebody off screen who I don't see.
They're not that big. Let's talk about the America's RMR. Specifically, the games that played. We went into this
so much less fun than talking about whether or not the players are obese.
So we went into this, and I took a look back a while ago, I gotta find it. But we made a bracket for the America's RMR. We did some.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, we live on Discord. We spent
ages talking about how we didn't trust Furia, and we were wrong.
Yeah, so I think let's go through our bracket and we'll talk about where teams ended up. Mm-hmm. So we said we're going to go through block by block. The 0-2 block, the out, they lost a best of one, then a best of three, and that was it. We said NRG.
Correct.
Correct. We're on par here.
NRG, by the way, embarrassing.
Yeah, next. It's really bad.
Just like just horrendous.
Please get the problem is I can't say please get OZ some help right now. It's please get DAP some help.
Yeah, which like this, look, that's not a good sign.
No, like OZ just looks like a shell of himself right now.
Do you reckon that DAP like quote was a dig at DAPs?
I hope it was. I hope it was.
I don't think he's the type of guy who would do that, but
I hope it was.
You know.
Okay, we had Elevate in the 0-2 set. We were right.
Yeah. I couldn't actually have told you if we were right on that one because I completely forgot.
No, they didn't play very well. That's all it was. Okay. Now we get to start to be where we were wrong.
Yeah.
The other two teams we had in our 0-2 bracket, Otic and Legacy.
We had Legacy in a...
Legacy...
I didn't think Legacy were that bad.
So we had Legacy losing to Pain in the opener. Right. And then it was a BO3 Legacy against Red Canids.
No, we just said they beat Red Canids. I've not even heard of Red Canids. There's no way I'm saying Cold Zero is losing to
them. So for what it's worth, this screenshot was the last screenshot the last bit in the video I saw. We could have switched it by that point. We could have said this was the final one and then fucked around somewhere. Okay, let's pretend it was Red Canids here. I know where we would have put Legacy at 1 and 2. So
yeah, I think Legacy at 1 and 2.
So let's pretend Red Canids.
There's no.
We were still wrong.
Yeah, fine.
We're still wrong, but not by that much, right? Like Red. So Red Canids ended up being in the 1-2 portion. They took their win over Wildcard in the early round.
Even knowing Odic won games, if I was doing this again, I would still think they were going to lose.
Yeah, I feel like that's reasonable.
I'm going to ignore real life and assume that my canon is real and Odic did go.
Yeah, so Odic actually, so they lost their best of one, and then they won their best of three against Elevate and Red Canids, which is...
Yeah, I mean, that don't count.
Okay, and then they lost to Pain, which... Yeah. Now, we talked about this with the Europe RMR. I don't remember with which team, but the conversation was like, if you had given me each of these matches ahead of the day... what team do you think would have won? They went four. I would have gone 4-for-4 on betting. If you told me they played M80 in the best of one, then Elevate, then Red Canids, then Pain.
I would not
be
betting on Odic versus Red Canids. I can tell you that.
Okay, that's the only one I wouldn't have. But like everything else, like it kind of was expected. Yeah, I think M80 is a better team than Odic.
Yeah, I was a little bit annoyed actually that they beat Red Canids, because if Red Canids had won, it would have been Red Canids M80 for qualification, and then M80 actually might have gone to the major.
Yeah, we're spending not a lot of time on these lower teams. We're going to talk more about the higher teams. I think is where we really need to speak.
Yeah,
at least on our bracket. Okay, so our 1 and 2 teams, Wildcard. I feel like that was a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
That's right where they landed.
They were a hell of a lot less embarrassing than NRG.
They won a best of three against a Brazilian team.
Yep.
They won a map off M80. That's about as much as I can give them right now.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you expect.
And yeah, to be fair, didn't expect much more. So
yeah. This is a team that's made up of cast-offs of like other teams didn't make it, and they were probably better than half of those. So
yeah, so Stanislaw cast-off, Sonic. I don't know if we consider Sonic a cast-off, but he left to go do business school for a bit, and then
he wasn't picked up by any of these other teams either. So
yeah,
like, they were more than respectable, I think.
I would say the only non-cast-off is JBA, but JBA also didn't play like the player we were promised that he was going to be.
Well, the player you promised me he was going
well,
to be.
Well, that's the player that my NA friends have said that he was going to be. This is yeah. what I had been from people who watch North America religiously have been.
I learned
been,
very quickly not to trust Americans' opinions on Counter-Strike.
That's probably a good shout. None of you should listen to this podcast. That's why I have Elliot do
I'm
all
not
the analysis.
American, so yeah, we're okay.
Okay.
I'm trustable.
Other 1 and 2 teams, Boss. Yeah, we were right on this
very,
one.
Very, very difficult draw.
Yeah, so there's, I think, let's leave that topic till the Liquid bit. We have statements on seeding and drawing. Boss lost.
Yeah, they had a difficult draw.
They won to MIBR, then lost to Complexity Liquid.
Yeah.
Fucking sucks, but like, if that's the three teams you're playing, well, congratulations on taking your win against MIBR. I mean, like, I wouldn't have even pegged you to take that. Like,
pretty much.
End of the day.
I think they'd be quite happy with that. My phone is currently ringing.
We've done 3 years of podcasting, and never has either of our phone actually rung.
I actually really need to take this. I'll be right back.
So Elliot's got an office phone call, which is...
Yes. Again, sorry, it was a very important phone call.
Impressively, 3 and change years of recording. Never has happened to us before.
I think it might have happened once and I just rejected it because it wasn't important. But
I have a feeling I didn't hear the ring because this is the first time I remember hearing a ring.
Yeah.
My
phone is normally on silent. It's okay. Only on because I'm expecting important phone calls this week.
That's reasonable. I know my watch normally buzzes or my phone. I have it on vibrate. Okay. Boss, yeah, fucking, it sucks that, like,
yeah, I agree.
Just, yeah, no more statements
unlucky.
On this.
Well, okay, so being MIBR, unlucky.
Our other 1 and 2 teams have a little bit longer restore behind them. Legacy is what we said we would have put here if Red Canids, because I grabbed the wrong screenshot.
Yeah, I think so. Again, like,
we were a little wrong.
We were, but we weren't that far off right either.
So, let's talk about Legacy. So Legacy is the former 00 Nation / Godsent roster that was the Cold Zera and Dumao and Lado, and they've gone and added and subtracted the other two pieces around since that point. They lost to Pain pretty hard in their opener best of one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a pretty, I'm going to say easy, but it's not going to sound easy, path to the major, right? They beat Nouns in a 2-1. They beat MIBR 2-0. And the truly a heartbreaking game against M80 that they won. Like, at least for those of us who are really rooting for M80, like, it was that Legacy played a really good game.
I think what has screwed up a lot of our predictions is we really thought MIBR were better than they were.
So we had MIBR as a 3-0 team.
Yeah, a 3-0 or 3-1 I thought was probably not unfair.
I
did not have them as like as bad as they were. They were absolutely awful. Cold Zero fucking smoked them. And like watching the M80 game, Cold Zero is not that good at all.
No.
Like, he's a really mediocre AWPer.
Yeah, he's
unfortunately
he's
for M80, so is Slacks. So, you know.
Yeah, well, okay, so I'm going to leave the M80 for... I want to talk about the M80 game further,
but
let's get to M80, because I think that the best way to talk about this is in the lens of M80. Imperial was the other team that we said 1 and 2. That was a poor decision.
In retrospect, it's so obvious that a team with Phelps and Henny is good, but like
they had a
it's
very,
only obvious 50% of the time.
They had a very easy run. In retrospect, they played NRG in their opening.
Yeah.
They played M80. That's not easy, but they played M80.
Not.
And then they played Pain and stomped them.
See, I don't think that's an easy run at all.
I think that the Pain is easy. I think Pain is easier than we gave a lot of credit for.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think Pain are bad. Like,
I don't think Pain
in
are
the context
either,
of this event, I don't think Pain are a terrible team at all.
Pain only played Brazilian teams this event for what it's worth, which I think is
Brazilian team. 4 Brazilian teams qualified out of 5 spots.
Yeah.
So let's not pretend that only playing Brazilian teams. That's
not a bad
more
thing.
Difficult, if anything.
But like, I think our big thing with Imperial was like, oh, Imperial is just Vinny plus whoever they got to play with Vinny this week. Because it feels like this roster changes every 5 seconds.
Yeah, but Henny and Phelps are just good. Like,
well, but as you said, they're good 50% of the time.
Yeah, Henny's a coin flip, but like,
he was
so good. He's good.
Coin landed heads, man.
Like, I think I said this on Twitter, but if Henny could find his peak level more often throughout his career and didn't make, you know, some pretty bizarre decisions out of the server, he could have like won trophies. Like that,
yeah, I agree.
That sounds a bit silly, but like he's been to finals. He was at a major final with Immortals. Yeah. He made a DreamHack final with Immortals where they
we don't talk about that one.
But that's kind of my out of the server point. Like,
yeah,
that was a winnable final, and they just didn't show up for the first match, which is like
DreamHack Montreal, I think,
something like that.
Yeah,
and like the major final, like they've made a major final. Like, Henny's really fucking good. If he just screw his head on properly, he could have been one of the best players to come out of Brazil.
I think if he used his brain, and I mean this in a non-mean way to Henny, right? But like, if he used his fucking brain, he's the best pure opper to come out of Brazil.
Yeah,
you can argue with Fallen, but I'd say pure offer, right?
I mean, Peak Fallen was crazy.
Peak Fallen is crazy, but like,
disrespect the grandfather.
Maybe he's the second best offer to come out of Brazil.
Yeah,
you're telling me
one of the best players to come out. He's
second best offer to come out of one of the three best regions for players in the world. Like, think about how many insane Brazilians there were in 2016, 2017, right? Think about Coldzera, Phelps, Fur, right? Like, you go down the list and like, holy shit, there's a Brazilian royalty in here. And we're saying that this guy's the second best offer.
Yeah, he definitely.
And it's only behind
done more than he did.
It's only behind the guy who literally created all of Brazilian Counter-Strike. Okay, yeah. That seems reasonable.
Yeah, like Henny is so good at his peak.
The problem is I don't know that right now I couldn't still say that Henny isn't the second best Brazilian opera. Well, it's just the gap is considerably larger than
it. Yeah, I mean, I think NQZ's quite talented, but he's not there yet.
Yeah. So we were pretty wrong on our 1-2s. Let's start with the 2-2s, which is where we start to get into. The 2-2s and the 3-2s is where we start to get to a little heartbreak for us.
Yeah.
So we said Bestia 2-2. That was a very poor decision. They went 0-2. To be fair, I think
they were unlucky to go 0-2.
I think they were as well. I think the biggest problem with Bestia was we picked them to go 2-2 just strictly based on matchups.
Yeah. And those matchups didn't align with what actually happened.
Yeah, like we said they were going to play wild card and win. We said they lose to TL in the opener. Then they beat Audic. Then they lose to wild card. Then they're they win against wild card. Then they lose to Nouns. I mean, it felt like it was our picks there were very matchup dependent. Those matchups didn't happen. They were one of the, I think us knowing this going into that they were one of the weaker teams, it just happened to be good matchups. They didn't get those matchups. They lost to Liquid in the opener, and then they lost to Wildcard really badly in that best of three.
Yeah. That happens.
Yep.
I kind of thought they'd be better than Wildcard, but Wildcard I think was surprisingly good.
I agree. The other two and two teams, so these are the last teams that we said were not going to make the major. We said Pain was going to end at 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't far off.
No, we weren't far off. They ended 3-1.
They got a favorable draw in the. Like, if Red Canids had beat Odic, it would have been M80 versus Red Canids and Pain Legacy, which would have been.
I think
then you're looking at one of. We'd be right on one of Pain or Legacy.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Pain looked like they had the team where they had Safe and Big Uzera, like the Pain that we all kind of remember from 2 or 3 years ago. They looked a lot better than they have in recent times. They've looked very lost recently.
Big Uzera is just really good. Like he builds good teams.
I am in total agreement. Kawez, I think is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
was on an absolute tear in their last game to qualify against Audic. The guy was like 21 and something on the first half of Vertigo. It was insane. And he was averaging just under two kills around. It was ridiculous. The third, the last team that we did not have going through is M80. Now, they ended right where we said this. And the reason that we said they weren't going to go through is because the way that our bracketing worked out was that Team Liquid was going to play M80. And we said TL should win this. There's a chance they don't, but they should win this. M80 got to the 2-1 match. They beat Audic in the opener. They lost to Imperial, which we now see is a reasonable statement.
Yep.
They won against Wildcard. And then Monday morning, they played Legacy in a best of three. We said we were going to talk about this more. And
they were one round away, man.
They crushed on Overpass.
Yeah.
Which was the pick of Legacy. Like, it was... I tuned in a couple rounds late and didn't see the bit at the top left that showed whose map pick it was, and I just assumed it was M80's map pick.
Yeah,
it looked like Legacy had never played Overpass before.
Yeah,
like in comparison, it was
they
bad.
Look like they look so much better, and to be honest, M80 smacked them on Overpass. M80 smacked them far and away for the first 50 seconds of every round on Ancient, the better team.
Yeah,
but they choked so many one man and two man advantages and still had map point and major point and lost.
And then went to overtime.
I don't know how they lost. There was no way they should have lost some of those rounds.
The problem isn't that they lost, which is definitely its own problem, but they lost and then it looked like they just deflated once they hit OT.
Yeah.
They lost four in a row. They didn't have an OT round win.
Yeah.
Right. They had this legitimately good Ancient. Their Ancient looked good for the most part, right?
They had so many man advantages, yeah.
They had a good Ancient. They lost a bunch of rounds that they probably shouldn't have. They won the first half 7-5 on their T side. They were feeling pretty good, right? They get into their CT side, they lose the first five. They start to get it back together.
They shouldn't have lost those fives,
they were up in players. They just played poorly in them. And then they still managed to get to match point first on CT side and fell apart the second that it turned into this last round.
Malps was doing some absolutely ridiculous shit with the Deagle.
With Deagle,
well,
oh my lord.
It was like multiple rounds he gets 2-1 Deagles out of nothing and puts them in a position to win the round and they lose. It's like, how does this keep happening, man? Like, the guy is so fucking good. And he just seems to be cursed. Like, He finally gets a good team and his in-game leader just stops playing for a bit. It's like,
yeah.
And they have to play the major with Death. And no disrespect to Death, but...
No, but I Death will be the first one to tell you he's not the guy.
Like, this is what I mean. Like, it's not disrespectful because he himself says he doesn't really want to be playing. He himself is saying they're looking for an in-game leader. He doesn't want to be on this team. And...
Well, no, he wants to...
In fairness, he isn't that bad.
Wants to be a coach on this team. Let's be very clear. He wants to be on this team, but he's not that bad.
He isn't that bad, but he's also not quite good enough.
He was not the worst player at the RMR.
No,
he was nowhere close to the worst player at the RMR.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think
he was
OC
fine.
Finished with a lower rating.
But still, he was fine. He was not the... I don't think that there was... I could be wrong here. There was a lot of games in the last couple of days and I was doing a lot of stuff, but I don't think Def was the reason that they lost a game. I don't think it was like the lack of firepower.
No. Well,
like they could have used more firepower, but it wasn't saying, oh, if your aim was 22% better here, you win 700 more rounds or something like that. It felt like he just wasn't as good as the rest of the team. And that makes sense.
Look, there were rounds on Ancient where I saw him take a fight that he didn't need to take and lose it. And I'm like, yeah, that round's probably on you, Def. But I also saw Slacks not hit an AWP shot for five rounds.
I saw Slacks miss a lot of AWP shots.
And I was like, the fact that this guy is a direct upgrade on Wolfie says a lot more about Wolfie than it does Slacks. Because Slacks was a mediocre player on Sprout. he's a mediocre player on M80. Like,
yep.
I'm telling you now, you put almost any other AWPer in the NARMR over Slacks, and I think they qualify. There are a few that you go, like, I don't care that OC had a 0.7 rating. You put him on this team over Slacks, I actually think they're better.
I actually think
they qualify. And I don't like necessarily being horrible to players like this, because
no,
at the end of the day, who the fuck am I? And they, you know, I can ruin relationships, whatever. But I know he'll know that he could have played better and he could have been the difference. And it feels mean to like rag on him for that, but at the same time, they have a better offer they get through, and there's no ifs, no buts.
What I was gonna say is the impressive thing about this M80 team is the reasons that they could have gotten through were the American reasons. Right? Like, yeah. Slacks was supposed to be this EU import that helped them a lot, yeah. Right? But Swisher, Malbs, and Rec were the fucking reason they were fighting for a lot of this.
Yeah, Rec was like the real really breakout, good. I think. Like, he was very, very good.
Fucking good. And Swisher maybe looked a little worse than we may have expected. On the other hand, he looked fine.
Yeah, I mean, Malbs was crazy as well. I think
Malbs was just fucking insane.
He had one of the highest ADRs in the whole event. I'm trying to get the stats up at the moment.
I'm looking at match pictures, right? Malbs was either first or second every single match. And if Malbs was first, Swisher was right behind him.
Yeah.
So, and Rec was right there. Like, that pack was one of the best packs in the event.
Malbs had the highest ADR at the event.
Yeah.
He didn't have the highest rating, didn't have the most kills, the highest ADR, because he was just... like, he was just fucking scrapping everyone. The guy is fucking mustard, dude. He's so good. And he's just so unlucky, man. Like, even when he plays well, like, he's just, he seems to get, I don't know, maybe he's cursed. Maybe there's something I'm missing. But like, I feel really bad for him.
This is the first time I am optimistic about Malbs. Not that I don't think Malbs is... I do not think that Malbs is not good. Let me rephrase this. But I am optimistic about the future in which it holds for Malbs, right? This M80 team is the, regardless of them making the major or not, seems to be the real deal. Swisher came out and said it in an interview. They are an IGL away from just absolutely fucking crushing everyone here.
Yeah.
And I legitimately think that that's true. And that's not NA copium or anything. But you go and watch the matches that they play against, who they played against. And if they have a real IGL with real firepower behind him, maybe an upgrade on Slacks, or Slacks just hitting 75% of the shots instead of 25% of the shots, or 50% of the shots. Right? If you get Slacks hitting a little bit more, this team makes it out easy.
Like, they beat Team Liquid 2-0 to qualify for Chengdu with Manx. Like, yeah. They were a round away from qualifying for the major with Def. Like,
yeah.
You swap Def for an in-game leader, and if you could, like... can upgrade on Slacks as well. This is a team that can maybe do a little bit of damage internationally. I'm not going to say they're going to be really good.
No, I'm not saying that they'll be best.
I think Malbs is good enough to do damage internationally. I think Swisher is good enough to hold his own internationally. I think,
Rek is good enough to do damage.
Yeah, like, I wasn't particularly high on Rek beforehand. You watch him at this event, you're like, you know, this guy can play. Like, he's not, I'm not saying he's going to be like top 20 or anything like that.
Yeah, we're not saying he's the second coming of a liege, but like...
yeah, but like, he could, you know, he wouldn't look out of place on like a, you know, a tier 2, tier 3 European team, I don't think. Like, and that is the level M80 could quite easily be at if they make the right in-game leader decision. And maybe they make a difficult decision on an offer as well. I just don't think Slacks is that good. But
here, at the end of the day, this is the one team that I don't feel the need to say, you need to go make a roster change.
I would say it's the one I think they really do need to make.
No.
But that's the exact question they need to make.
The thing is, they know they need to do it. This is the only team that I feel comfortable saying, I don't need to yell at you to make a roster change. I don't feel the need to like say, wow, this player's shit, you need shit. They know. They're aware this was not their ideal scenario.
Anyway, so talking about roster change.
Oh my God.
Should we get on to the last game?
We had three. So let's talk about the teams that we thought were going to make it to the major. I think let's start with the most disappointing of them all, which is MIBR.
Do you think they're more disappointing than Team Liquid?
Probably not, but I wanted to leave Team Liquid towards the end because it's going to spiral into another discussion. MIBR. This ain't it, folks.
Yeah, that was horrible. Like, I don't know. Safe was the guy who was just so domestically dominant previously. And he just, like, he got shit on by Coldzera. And Coldzera didn't look that good against Slack, so I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It felt like, and MIBR, and I'm going to say this very clearly, had an easy run. They lost to Boss. They should have beaten Boss. If you tell me 6 months ago, does MIBR beat Boss? Every fucking day of the week, yes.
Yeah,
they should. I think MIBR is a legitimately good team, right? They beat NRG. That's a free win for them. It's a free win for everyone in this event right now.
It seems so disrespectful, but also but they are this just
team,
dog shit.
No, like, I don't really this team's just not good. And then they lost to Legacy, and that was it.
Yeah.
And like at this point, yeah. I normally when we go through and we go, oh, I can understand. No, I can't understand. How does Safe, like... My problem
is Safe not the best AWPer in that server. I don't know.
Yeah. And where did Insani go? Insani does this.
Like, people have this opinion of Insani that is exclusively based on his good games. He is wildly inconsistent because of, like, he is so aggressive. And it's fine. Like, aggressive players are going to be inconsistent. That is fine.
Yeah.
But Insani is incredibly inconsistent, and people think he's really good because I think he had like a couple of good maps at a big event against a good team, and it's like, yeah, he did, but then he also went like 0.6 in the next two maps. Like, people kind of forget that bit. Like, he has these high peaks, but he also has these troughs, and it's important to have reliable players around him who can pick up the slack when that happens. That should be Safe, that should be Drop, but it isn't.
Normally we don't give a shit that much about ratings. We're a very eye test focused group.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about ratings for a minute. Over the series between MIBR and Legacy, Coldzera put up a 1.77 across two maps as a mediocre Brazilian AWPer. Safe, over two maps, put up a 0.56 against Coldzera, and on Vertigo got 4 kills and a 0.33.
Yeah, it's just not good enough.
The point is not what the exact numbers are. The point is, look at the fucking difference.
Yeah. And of course, that isn't all Safe either. Like, you can only, like, there wouldn't have been that many AWP v AWP duels. But Coldzera is just doing, he's running the show, and Safe is invisible. Like, that is such an obvious dichotomy where it's like, yeah, maybe there's something else going on here. Obviously, AWPing isn't just about your own individual. So, like, there's a lot that goes into it in terms of the team, in terms of the way you're set up, in terms of how the opposition riflers are playing against you. But when you see such a dichotomy between one AWPer and the other, and one is supposed to be a real AWPer who at times has been incredibly dominant over Brazilian and North American teams.
I would even be willing to say good starting internationally.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he was, good on Furia. Like, a legitimate tier one AWPer.
He was fine. I thought he was a little bit below tier one, but he was so dominant against.
Should be better than Coldzera AWP into the year of our Lord 2024. Yeah. Like, if you told me Coldzera AWP in 2017, I'd go, okay, it's 2024.
Well, yeah, and it's not even like you say, oh yeah, Coldzera, like, he's always had, like, there's always that level, and it's always vintage Coldzera, but he wasn't that player against M80. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you watch him against M80 didn't struggle against Coldzera's AWPing. In fact, Coldzera's AWPing was a bit of a problem, I thought, for Legacy in that game, because he was missing shots that he just shouldn't. And a quote-unquote real AWPer, I don't think, would. Unless that real AWPer was Slacks. That game was actually a terrible showing of AWPing on both sides. But then you see Coldzera against a real AWPer, and he's just shit all over him. I'm like, did Coldzera have a great game, or were MIBR even more dysfunctional than I thought? And I think it's the latter. I think
I couldn't tell
MIBR were completely dysfunctional.
So MIBR, extremely disappointing. I think basically everyone's top five teams were MIBR, Furia, TL, Kahl, plus one. Yeah. Right. And it was between like M80, Nouns, a couple teams. Let's talk about the other disappointing one, which was Nouns.
Yeah. I don't really have a lot to say about them. They were just disappointing.
Yeah. So they lose to Fury in their opener. They lose to Legacy.
I mean, when you put it like that, it's not that bad, but...
But, yeah.
They lost to two teams who went through.
Yeah.
They would have beaten a lot of the sort of cannon fodder teams. But the thing is, to go through, you basically have to beat one good team.
Yeah. Unless.
Well, I mean, even like...
Imperial a little bit.
Who did Imperial play? Didn't they beat Pain? I think Pain are a fine team. Like, I think Pain are quite a good team.
Okay.
I think people like to underrate Brazilian teams. They only beat Pain. It's like, well, yeah, but...
Painter, yeah.
In the context of this RMR, Pain are a decent team.
Like. Yeah. All right, let's... So the other teams that made it through, I'm going to start with Furia, a team in which we said...
We didn't trust them.
Legitimately could go 3-0 or could go 0-2, and that would be it. They went 3-0. And they beat good teams. So they beat Nouns, which, again, record a little hard. They beat Liquid in best of one.
Yep.
And they beat Complexity in best of three. I don't think you could have had a harder schedule to get through.
No.
And they did it in a best of three. I still have a lot of questions about Furia.
I'll always have questions about Furia. Yeah, I think there's a lot of the... This is a very, very good sign for the future of Brazil, to be honest.
This is very different than what we expected, I think, is my big thing, right?
Like, I will say they were expected to go... Like, they were sort of expected to go through 3-0 because they're the highest seed, etc. But I actually think this was actually incredibly reassuring. And even though it, to some extent, was the expectation, I actually think they exceeded expectations because I kind of thought they were struggling some of these matches. And they didn't at all. They looked very dominant, which is something... Yeah. Furia don't always do very well. Look dominant.
We had put Furia as a 1-3 team because...
Three and one team, sorry.
Because we had legitimate questions would they lose to Nouns in the opener? Like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Nouns is a decent enough team that could have taken... They took Furia to nine rounds on Inferno. Like, it's not that they're...
Yep.
It's not that they were a push already. Like, this is... It was closer than I think a lot of people thought, but Furia managed to continue and push.
I do think 13-9 is actually quite a... It's not close. If that makes sense. Like, 13-9, I feel like, yeah, we were clearly the better team. If I win a game 13-9, I'm like, yeah. It's only when it's like 13-11, I'm like, that was close. But then I think MR12 ruins a lot of this, so...
But I can move on. The reason I say not dominant is because I remember watching this game. Yeah. Furia started up 10-2 on their CT side Inferno, and Nouns clawed back a bunch of rounds to make it 13-9. Yeah. They looked really dominant in the beginning, but their CT side their T side just looked lost for a while.
Yeah, fine. I don't know. I actually have a few questions about Furia now. I'm like, yeah, I'm quite comfortable saying they're the best team in the region.
Complexity.
Yeah,
I'd say their only issue is they lost to Furia. But yeah, here's the thing. Good. At the end of the day, if you're playing Furia Complexity for who's going to go through, you're not going to really be upset when they when one of those teams loses their match and then wins the next one. It kind of just happens. Like, what are you going to do? One team had to lose the match.
Complexity have the exact same strengths and the exact same concerns about their roster as they did before and after. Like, they still have Illege. They still are going to be one of the most dominant teams in North America. They're still just better than everyone else in the region other than Furia. But my concerns are still, I'm not sure Hallzerk is a world-class AWPer. Floppy seems to have tailed off a little bit. Grim can be inconsistent. But like on their game, all of these players are very, very good. It's just somebody's got to match a Liege. They usually have another player who does it, but they don't always. And
yeah. separate matter involving complexity. They officially did not. I found it. They've officially been bought out by Jason Lake.
Yep,
it's happened. Excellent time. And from their general manager, we've been told that for the major, they will use their current jerseys and the star logo, but that there may, and I do mean like it, the quote is, whether there are plans for further separation from the Cowboys down the line is something I'm not privy to. I'd like to note that this is a good chance for you to bring back the red and silver complexity, which I think was the best version
of complexity. The star's better. The star is better. It's a better logo. The old logo is shit, man. The new logo is the sports one. Where okay. People are like, oh, no, I hate the new logo. The old one's fucking shit.
Let's be clear. I don't think the new logo, the old logo should come back. Okay? That's not what I'm advocating for. I'm advocating for going away from the blue and white.
I quite like the blue and white. I mean, I always like blue and white. It's just
too many teams are blue and white, especially theoretically in North America.
We have Liquid.
We have Complexity. The NRG is white. Bring me back red, okay? There's like two teams that are actually have red, and it's Astralis, Heroic, and like Mouse.
Yeah.
And are any of them really good anymore other than Mouse? Actually, and I guess Heroic, just not Astralis.
Yeah, there's actually quite a lot of red. You need to go different. You need to do like purple or something. FaZe are red as well.
Oh, shit. I'm in for purple, but I think Complexity should get away from the blue and white. That's my personal opinion.
I disagree.
Let's talk about the last team here. and this is the one that's going to be the bulk of our conversation. So Team Liquid.
Team Liquid are fucking rubbish.
I'm leaning on that point right now.
Okay, they're not fucking right.
They're not that bad, but they're so Team Liquid won against Bestia in their best of one opener. Good. It's about what I expected.
Yeah. Whoop-de-doo.
They lost to Furia in their best of one second round.
Yeah.
Understandable,
but if you know
if they won, that would have been nice.
Like,
The way Furia is playing this event, I kind of am like, I'm not okay with them losing it, but like I can see that happening, right? I don't think it's out of the question. They beat Boss 2-0.
Yeah.
Get work done. They lost to Complexity 1-2 to not make the major.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna let you start on this. So there's a lot of online discourse.
Fucking beat somebody then. What do you want from me? Beat a good team. They only lost to two good teams to go out. They also didn't beat any fucking good team. They don't fucking deserve to go through.
I'm going to say all this, and I will give an opinion at the end, but I'm going to say all the things. There's a lot of online discourse about how this RMR system sucks, and how the seeding screwed Team Liquid. In the fact that they had to play
seeding always screws
Furia
somebody.
And TL.
If you don't want a shit seed, get rid of seeding. Don't change your team every fucking week.
Many people, and let it be known that it's not TL fans and not TL themselves bitching about this.
Kadian did a little bit, but like he also recognized that they should have fucking won.
Yeah, but most people are unrelated to TL. bitching about this on behalf of TL.
Yeah.
That this is wrong, that TL should be in the major because, and I'm going to quote Kadian here, we're not sending our five best teams.
Well, whose fucking fault is that?
I was going to say, on the other hand, I agree. I'm not sure I agree. I agree. We're not sending M80.
But M80 lost to Legacy.
Are you telling me that you don't think M80 is a better team than Pain?
I think I'm half convinced. Of M80 are a better team than Pain, but M80 also have Def and Slack.
Fuck the Team Liquid thing here. I think M80 should have made the major.
We're not sending our five best teams. But like, right. Team Liquid. So first of all, I've said plenty of times, I am against seeding in general. So I'm a little bit biased anyway. I hate seeding because I think everyone should come in at the same point with the same, even like randomness, fucking love it or hate it, is more fair than directly rigging it for good teams against, quote, lower, like lower ranked teams.
Mm-hmm.
I have had people tell me it's not unfair. The only person I've ever spoken to who I sort of can understand is Harry Nero, because he said to me, yeah, no, I agree with you. It is rigged to be unfair. That's why I like it. I want the good teams to go through. I can accept that because he's not fucking lying. He understands what's going on.
We're coming into March, right? Where famously seeding is a big thing in March Madness for college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really understand March Madness,
But the point is the reason that teams get higher seeds is because they did better through the season, right? Their reward is that they don't need to play. Like, you don't have Purdue playing against Kansas, both famously good basketball programs, in the first round, meaning you get their reward for doing well during the season is that you don't have to play Kansas in the first round.
Yeah, which makes sense when there's a season leading into the playoffs.
Correct.
There isn't in a major. The RMR is the season, so everyone should start on the same footing. Regardless, we have seeding now. Fucking whatever. Like, I don't like it, but it should make everyone happy, because this is exactly what people wanted with seeding. A team who is the 15th seed has had to beat Furia or Complexity, actually. They didn't even have to beat them both. They could have gone through only beating one of them. They didn't. They went out. Why? If somebody else was if Bestia were the 5th seed and they had gone out losing to Furia and Complexity, you would not hear a fucking peep, because this is exactly what people wanted from seeding. So then they say, well, why weren't Liquid a higher seed? This is unfair. And I would ask you, why the fuck should Liquid be a better seed? Because they didn't qualify for IEM Chengdu and they lost to M80. They lost to Nouns 2-0 a week ago. Okay, yeah, they then beat them. But like, this is not demonstrably a good team. This is demonstrably an okay team. So they might have got a seed somewhere in the middle. Like Boss, who also, by the way, played against Fury and Complexity and nobody fucking cares. Because this is exactly what seeding does. It tries to rig it for the good teams, quote unquote, the high seed teams against the low seed teams. It did exactly that. Second seed Complexity had a qualification game against the 15th place team in the seeding. That is what seeding does. It's part of the reason I don't like it. But it's also the criticism that seeding people have against seeding for some reason. Cognitive dissonance is the only thing I can understand. And people will constantly tell me, I don't understand the format. I don't understand seeding. No, I do understand it. This is what it does. The only problem with this format is you shouldn't use Swiss system when there's only 5 teams going through. But then if you did double elimination, Liquid lost 2 games. So they still go out. So I don't really understand.
So for what it's worth,
I win. What do you want from me?
I believe both of us are, in fact, Swiss enjoyers.
Just I love not Swiss
in,
system.
Not in, we're only sending 5 teams through, which means you lose 2 and you're out. That's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
If you're going to have Swiss, make it the real Swiss system and say your 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th place team play like the fucking last chance qualifier like we have in Europe or something like that.
Well, yeah. If you really want to do Swiss system, have the top 8 teams go into a play. You can seed the playoff bracket because you've got 3-2 teams against 3-0 teams. You can actually seed the playoff bracket quite easily. Have an 8-team playoff where 5 teams go through. You have a 5th place playoff. Fine. Do that.
That would be
do
fine.
Do a double elim playoffs with the top 8 teams. I think that would work. I don't know why we're doing a fucking weird Swiss system with 5 teams. That's fucking nonsense.
The 5 teams is weird. I don't like that. Because it just means, like, you literally lose a best of 1 and then you get a shit best of 3 draw and you're gone. And, like, that's...
Which is what happened to, like, it happened to Boss, it happened to Nouns. And you haven't heard anyone bitching on behalf of them because they're not as popular. And I do think this is symptomatic of the fact that in esports, people don't care about bad teams, or bad teams, in quotes.
Yeah.
In what I would consider real sport, in football, for example, because there is locality involved, people actually give a shit about teams in the arse end of fucking nowhere in like the 4th division, because that's their local team. If you like completely fuck over Scunthorpe, there are thousands of people who actually give a shit about Scunthorpe. When you fuck over Boss, nobody cares. When you give Nouns a really hard draw, nobody cares. It's only when it happens to a team that is popular, Team Liquid, anyone cares. Team Liquid aren't that good. Like, they're just not that good. Like, if they were that good, they would have beaten Complexity, because I don't think Complexity are in any way, shape, or form infallible at the moment.
Or if they were that good, they would have beaten Furia in the best of one. Forget the Complexity best of three, right? Liquid took a map off Complexity. They played them hard up until the last game. Fucking, they would have beat Furia in a best of one that they were three rounds away from winning. It was on fucking Mirage, and it was a masterclass for Furia in making sure that Fallen could do whatever the fuck he wanted.
Yeah.
So just beat Furia.
Yeah.
Like, that's an easier one to win.
And I understand that people think it's unfair to play against good teams, but that's exactly what I told you when I said, why do we want seeding when that just makes it unfair against the lower seeded teams? This is what I said would happen. And so, people ignored me.
I'd like to bring up the I guess this is the last bit for us to talk about here, which is Scoobster of Dust2.us brought up his theoretical way to do these in terms of seeding, which is have the team self-seed themselves.
I think this is also silly for what it's worth.
Please enlighten. I agree with you that honestly at this point everyone made through the RMR, you just nullify, randomize, be done with it.
There are two reasons. One is that people will overrate their friends and players they know and scrim results.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Brazilian teams are going to think the fellow Brazilian teams are better than the North American teams because they will be more familiar with them, they will know them. And they, you know, they can say, oh, if you give us a high seed, we'll give you a high seed. I'm not saying they're corrupt, but like, it's kind of human nature to think your friends are better than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you give the teams power to rank teams however they want. There is a weird sort of conflict of interest there, where if I was a player, I'd be like, you know what? I actually think Team Liquid, I've never seen, they're a brand new team. I actually think they're the 16th ranked team here. Like, you can't, and if somebody says, well, that's ridiculous, you can't, you could just go, well, that's my opinion. Like, my opinion is that Team Liquid aren't very good, so I'm going to put them 16th. Like, all the teams could, in theory, just put Liquid 16th if they wanted to. I don't think it makes any sense for the teams to self-seed. There's a weird conflict of interest there where you could seed teams wrongly. You can seed your friends better, the players you know. A team comes in with no reputation who's actually quite good, but you've never heard of them. You're just going to put them 16th and they just like have to start against Fury. And you're like, well,
I mean, think about where Legacy would have gotten put in here.
Yeah.
Like, that's your easy one. All right. We need
Legacy
to stop
would
this.
Probably be really high because all the Brazilians are like, oh, it's Cold Zero. But you'd have no idea.
All right, we got to chill on this topic because we do have something we have to talk about the Blast Spring Showdown. We're going to run through this pretty quickly. This event, as per usual, means fucking nothing.
I mean, it's really hard to figure out the fuck's going on at Blast. Like, I know I should put more of an effort into it, but like, two teams go through out of 16.
Yep.
So the first few rounds don't matter.
Yep, and it's single elim. It's single elim. So. Yeah. It really doesn't matter.
Rare Atom are already out.
Yeah, so Rare Atom, famed Chinese team, except not totally, is out.
Or really at all anymore.
Yeah. NIP playing with their academy roster plus Alex and Rez.
Yep. Not Alex and Rez. It's just full academy.
Are they really?
Yep.
Their thing says it's play.
No, oh, they tweeted earlier today that it's just full academy.
Is Spray coaching them?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Or they have threat coaching?
I think Spray's coaching. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, so NIP's out of this event then. No, no offense to Spray or this academy team, but they're playing against Heroic right now, and they've already lost map one. Quick run through of the other teams in this side of the bracket. We already said Cloud9 won against Rare Atom. Heroic look like they're going to win against NIP. Complexity play OG. This should be a Complexity game pretty easily.
Fucking hell. I'm not predicting that. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I don't fucking know. Point in time I have any idea how good OG are, but I'm pretty sure it's worse than I thought.
Do you want to predict a real game here, though?
Go on.
Team Liquid versus Saw.
Team Liquid will win. And everyone will use that as a reason to be like, look, they actually should have been good. And then they'll get banged out by Cloud9.
No. On the other side of the bracket is, well, actually, I think this is the more fun side of the bracket. Spirit Elevate. I'm excited to see Dunk beat up on a tier two North American team.
I will say, if Elevate get five rounds over two maps, I think they could be quite happy with their performance.
I think that's fine.
And I don't mean that as an insult to Elevate.
Yep.
We have seen genuinely good teams get 13-0'd by Spirit already. They get five rounds over two maps, you go, yeah, you know what, fair enough, we've done all right there.
They're also on... they also have a jet lag, if we want to give them more excuses.
Because
they
were going to annihilate.
They were just in Brazil, and now they have to be playing in Europe online.
It was Mexico, right?
That's what I meant. They were in Mexico, and now they have to be in Europe online. So that's fun.
Yeah, at least they went out early, so they had more time to travel.
Gamer Legion against New Look Big. I don't think we ever touched on this, that JDC and Searson are now playing for Big.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. Like, Big just go between being German and Big and speaking English seemingly at random, and they're back to being German again.
They're back to German.
So, like, Searson is, like, he is good. He is, for all of... He has inconsistency problems. He has issues on land, whatever. He's a good fucking player. JDC, I think, is a good player as well.
I mean this so seriously. He's the best German opper.
Yeah,
there's not many of them
to say that.
Yep. So if you want to speak German,
look,
there's your guy.
M80 could do worse than Sideslayer. Every half these normal all of I'm just going to link to M80. Mantu, get him in.
Monty play Imperial in the opener. I have literally no clue what to think about this because Monty as a team doesn't really exist right now.
Yeah, they only have three players at the moment.
They only have three players. Sumdai Young.
2K,
and
M80, get him in. He's an in-game leader as well.
There you go. Well, that fixes a lot of issues.
You can keep Def now.
Don't keep Def. No, don't.
Imperial looked really, really good.
Yeah.
The two new kids, Decenti and No Way, also look very good. Like, it's actually weirdly stacked roster. Now that I'm looking at it in retrospect, stacked roster. There's a non-zero chance they just smack Monty around.
Okay. And now the matchup we've all been waiting for. Metasport, the famed Swedish team full of players like ZTR and Jaquinho.
Nilo is the one that people rave about.
Yep. Against Falcons.
Yeah.
The team that decided, hey, we don't have enough star power after we didn't make the major, so they've added Simple.
Yeah. I've never watched a Metasport game, and I probably won't after this. I will be watching this.
I will be watching this game.
And it's nothing to do with Metasport.
Nope. What way are you going to be watching this game? Because I will be watching this game in the fraud allegation.
Are we fraud watching and hate maxing?
Yes, I will be fraud watching, hate maxing on Falcons.
I will just be enjoying. I am a simple enjoyer. That's how rogue, but
that seems reasonable. But on the other hand, I look at this every time I look at this team, I go, how the fuck did you not make the major?
They actually kind of didn't have a star rifler. Like, as good as Magicka Madden are, they're not star riflers.
Yeah.
Boros was meant to be the star. He was a bit inc-